Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Watch. Sure, it's wonderful to be together, isn't it? Just thankful for every opportunity like this. Gosh, you know, we put months and months of preparation into these events, and for it to finally be here is just such a great joy. Wonderful to be together with God's people, to get into the Word for a whole weekend, and wake up in the morning and to see all your lovely faces. Just so thankful for each and every one of you guys, and for what a great privilege it is to be part of this body of Christ. It's great, isn't it?
Yes.
Good. All right, let's open up our Bibles if you have a Bible with you. Let's go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, and we're just going to read Psalm 139, a good portion of this psalm this morning. It's a real wonderful section of God's Word that just displays how great our Heavenly Father is and how much He cares for us, how much He loves us, and why wouldn't we ever go to a God who's as wonderful as this one? In Psalm 139, verse 1, it says, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off." God knows us. He understands us. It says that he's searched us. That means He's examined us. He understands our ins and our outs. He understands our best qualities and our worst ones. He knows the depths of our soul and the emotions that we go through. He understands every facet of our lives, greater than we understand ourselves. "Thou understandest my thought afar off." You know, there might be a select few, maybe one or two people in your life who know you so well that you could almost apply this verse to them. People that, gosh, they know me, my mother, my spouse, whoever. I'll tell you, Lissa, my wife, for example, I could say, "Hey, Liss," and she'll be like, "It's on your bedside table." She knows me pretty darn well. But the real depth of this verse is something so much greater than any person could ever know or understand another human being. God understands our thought afar off. He knows us greater than we even know ourselves. He understands the real depth of what's going on in our lives and in our hearts. Verse 3, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways." That means He's familiar with us. He's familiar with all of our ways. Verse 4, "For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me." We have a saying that if you're on a team with somebody or if you're going to battle with somebody, you say, "I got your back." Well, guess what? God's got our back, and He's got our front. And not only that, but He's also covered over top of us with His hand. Verse 6, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it." The knowledge that God has is infinitely greater than what we as human beings could ever perceive or understand. The wisdom of God goes far beyond what we could comprehend. Fortunately, we do have a knowledge and understanding of His Word to a certain degree, and He hasn't hid that from us. We can know Him, and we can have an understanding of His Word and His will for us. But God's infinite wisdom and what He is able to perceive and really get to the depths of is just so much greater than what we as people could ever really attain to. Verse 7, "Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit?" This is funny. "How am I going to escape from You, God? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? Where am I going to go that I could possibly be apart from You?" Verse 8, "If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me." Even the nighttime shall be light about me when God's there. Verse 12, "Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. To God, even the darkest night is as luminous as the noonday sun. There's just nothing for him in this world, physically, spiritually, that is going to keep him in darkness. That's how infinite his wisdom is and how clearly he understands and perceives things. And the situations, the circumstances that we might be surrounded with in our lives, some days we might be walking in light, some days we might be surrounded by darkness, but to God it's all the same. He sees what's going on, he understands, and he's there to help us in every single situation that we are in. He's always going to be there with us to help us, to upgird us, to strengthen us, and to provide for us the wisdom that we need in order to get through life's situations. Darkness and the light are both alike to him. Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God knew what he was doing when he made us, and he didn't make junk. God knows us. He says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, which as yet there was none of them. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. How much sand is on planet Earth, man? I'll tell you a lot. Just pick up a handful of that. You going to count every grain? No way. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God? How great is the sum of them? More number than the sand. That's just his precious thoughts toward us. We have a game that we like to play at our house. Sometimes I'll tell Trevor, say five nice things about Nathan. Or I'll tell Riley, say five nice things about Mom. And it can be hard for a little kid to come up with five nice things to say about somebody. Sometimes it takes them a while. I get that. But God's precious thoughts toward us, innumerable. I want to read these two verses from the New English Translation, verses 17 and 18. It says, how deep I find thy thoughts, O God! How inexhaustible their themes! Can I count them? They outnumber the grains of sand. To finish the count, my years must equal thine. How incredible. What a God we have. Why wouldn't we go to him with everything in our hearts and in our lives? Why wouldn't we trust him with the innermost things going on in the depths of our souls? He understands us anyway. It's not like we're hiding stuff from him. It's not like, you know, we should be so embarrassed about something in our lives that we want to hide it from God. He knows it already. He understands the depths of us. So why not cast it to him? Why not go to him and trust him to bring great things to pass for us in our lives, to handle those situations that we deal with that we might struggle with at times, to help us in our relationships with others, in the difficult things that we might face every day. He understands the adversity that we face anyway. Let's just cast it all to him and trust that he's going to be there to take care of us. He's got our front and he's got our back and he's covered his mighty hand over top of us. He's a God that loves us and a God that's always going to take care of us. We just need to go to him, trust in him. And you know, this wonderful weekend that we have to be together is excellent to be surrounded by the love of God and so many wonderful believers like you guys. And when we go back to our homes and our workplaces in a couple days, you know what? It might just be you and God out there, but he is immeasurable in his precious thoughts toward you, and he's going to be there to take care of you with every single step that you take every day. So cast our cares to him, know that he loves us, and know that he's got us all around.